Let's do this. The Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
You suck.
Wow.
Yep. That's how I'm starting this today.
Okay.
You were gone Friday. Ryan was gone Friday. Luke was gone Friday. I had to do this by myself, and it sucked, so you suck.
Oh, thank you.
Did you at least golf good?
We did, but another team golfed ridiculous. So, actually, T-Bor's team tied them, but...
Oh, yeah, I heard they lost on a count back.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, you know who didn't suck this weekend for once?
The Cubs. Oh, the Tigers?
The Cubs, the Tigers. Actually, the Brewers didn't play bad either. They won 2 out of 3-2.
But we got to start the show with a local story that happened this morning.
Okay.
Okay? I'm on the Marquette Junior Golf Board. Marquette County Junior Golf Program, I'm on the board. And we had a kid today in the boys' 250s, which means they tee off from 250 yards, but they were on number 8.
That's what those markers are in the middle of the fairway. I got
it. They were
on
number 8 at Wawanawin, 139 yards out, a par 3. And he got a hole-in-one.
No
Dawson
kidding.
Irva. This is the first hole-in-one in the history of our program.
That's pretty cool.
And I don't have his age. I do have his picture. And I'm going to guess he's about 11 or 12. Hole-in-one. So 11 or 12-year-olds got one, and I've been golfing for 40 years, and I don't have one.
What's closest you came?
About a half an inch.
You came a half inch?
Number 7 on Heritage and Marquette. So, man.
Mine's not a half inch.
Well, it was like almost on the lip. I'm like, come on, really? Like right at the hole too, not like on the left or right side, like right at the hole.
I got a question for you, which
I'm gonna get one like some weird way, like bounce off a
tree
or something.
I got a question for you. You're gonna think it's weird, but was yours on a par 3?
Yeah, number 7. Yeah. Oh, I know. I got a buddy of mine that his closest hole in one is number 6, a par 4 at Marquette. Closest one he's ever had.
Mine
was about a half an inch there.
8 inches on number, was it 12? 13? What was that?
13, yeah.
13.
Last year, I know. I think we heard about it 8 weeks in a row here on this show.
God. Well, you didn't acknowledge me there, buddy. Oh, I got a buddy who almost got one on a par 4. Yeah, he's sitting
almost.
Right in Remington. Almost. Right here.
Didn't go in, did it?
I'm right here.
Still just a 2. They got a hole in 2. All right, let's go back to sports.
Let's talk about your Brewers and the fact that the Cubs have swept the Orioles this weekend. The Brewers ended up taking 2 of 3. They lost on a walk-off, didn't they? Or at least
no,
a big bomb.
No, last night they lost with their reliever giving up a grand slam. In the
That's
top
right.
Of the 6.
Williams, was it? Did I see Williams for the Phillies?
It was Williams, yes. So that was really a bummer. They're up 2-1 at the time. They had just won the first 2 games. They're about to sweep them. But then the Cubs swept, so it was like, geez, they took 2 out of 3 and lost ground by a game.
Only a game.
4.5 game lead now. They had a lot of good. It was a good weekend for. I mean, if you go 2 out of 3, in any series, it's good. I mean, they won 3-2 on Saturday. They won 9-6 on Friday. Lots of home runs again.
So, did you see what Quintana did for the Cubs in his debut?
What, did he have 8 scoreless innings or something?
And
stupid.
12 fans.
Yeah.
12 Ks.
Yeah. You think they added a good piece there?
Der.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, if they hadn't have, they probably would have lost at least one of those 3 games. But he came out. He was like the piece that made them sweep the Orioles, in my opinion. That's the way I look at it.
I totally
anyway.
Agree.
You know, it might be a little bit...
Back to the Brewers though tonight. They play at Pittsburgh. Brent Suter, who's been pitching well, he's 1-1 with a 2.96 versus Chad Kuhl, who's 3-6 with a 4.96. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I can't complain about a team that's 52-42.
No. Why would you?
No. Right.
I'd almost hit you in the back of the head
almost.
If you did.
Okay. Let's go to the Tigers.
No, let's take a break and we'll come back. There's a lot to talk about with the Tigers.
Okay. We'll take a break.
A lot. Second half coming up. And a little bit of Lions news, too.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Recap. The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Did you golf on Heritage this weekend or Gray Walls?
Friday, it was Heritage.
When's the last time you were on Gray Walls? Tuesday last week?
Yeah, Tuesday last week.
How was it?
Too. It's beautiful.
I haven't been on it yet this year.
Awesome. I got free passes. I'll take you.
You're going to have people coming into Big Boy like, well, come, you don't offer them to me.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Right?
Okay.
But you did. We'll have to plan a day, though. We'll definitely have to plan a day.
Okay.
Call Marquette Golf Club today, 225-0721. Clubhouse open to the public, too. Have you enjoyed any pizza or fish? There's a couple other things there I really like, too. Like, really like. The Bang Bang Shrimp.
Yeah, those are good. Bang Bang Shrimp are good.
Check it out. Okay, Tigers actually win a series. I'm pretty sure it was like the last time they won a series. I don't know, it might have been last year. That's the way it feels anyway. They took 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays after dropping that first one. I just was sick to my stomach over. And suddenly, they're now 6 games out of first instead of 8.
Remember to save that recording that I did last week that said they'll be in first place by the end of August.
That's crazy talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well,
Cleveland didn't do very well over the weekend, by the way.
I
know. The leading team in your division is now 47-43.
And now the Indians head to the West Coast.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing the Giants, who are not good this year, but there's something to be said for... It hurts going west. It really does. It messes
right.
You up.
Exactly. And the Tigers are at the Royals, who are a team they still have to pass if they're going to make a run at this division. They have to pass them.
Well, the Royals have Vargas tonight, and the Tigers have Zimmerman. Zimmerman's ERA is not very good, but he has been good against the Royals. Specifically against the Royals, he's been good. Vargas, on the other hand, has like a 2.65 ERA. It's ridiculously low. So, we'll see what happens here. Lots of trade rumors flying around the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Apparently, everybody and their brother has inquired about Michael Fulmer, and they finally came out and said, we are not interested in trading Michael Fulmer.
I mean, he was the Rookie of the Year last year. You cannot trade young players. He's too young to trade. Why? He was the AL Rookie of the Year.
I agree. Somebody would have to give away the entire farm for me to even consider listening to him about Michael Fulmer.
If this is a rebuilding year or you're not going to do anything this year, you still keep him. I don't understand
totally
why you would trade him.
Sounds like Al Avila came out and said there are 4 players that they would be interested in hearing about: JW, JV, JD, and AA. Would you like to know who each of those are? Because I know you don't.
Say them again, in order.
JW.
Justin Wilson.
JV.
Justin Verlander.
JD.
JD Martinez. That's not as a that's a trick.
I'm just
a JM.
And AA.
Alex Avila.
You got them all. Those are the pieces they're interested in potentially moving. And I quote Al Avila, who said, expect a deal or two in the next week to week and a half.
Well, there's a big rumor today, and I forgot.
Rays were interested in Justin Wilson.
Yes.
And actually, Colorado's expressed interest in J.D. Martinez. So.
Yes.
Anything else on baseball?
No. Before you go to the
I'm going to wish Tristan good luck tonight. He's headed to his Little League Championship game.
Oh, cool. Before you go to that Lions story, how about the breaking news about the Panthers firing their GM? Carolina Panthers has fired their GM.
Really?
That is the strangest time of the year I've ever seen someone firing
their
GM.
Yeah, there must have been a big falling out with ownership there or something. That's unusual.
A surprise firing is what all the news says.
Mm. Wow, that must have just happened because I didn't see that.
A little bit crazy there. I don't know. That,
little
just
other
a weird timing.
Ezekiel Elliott was involved in a bar brawl, apparently, or an incident is actually what they said.
An incident in a bar. That's never really good for an NFL player, though. If you see that.
And then the Lions have invited Calvin Johnson to trading camp.
And he hasn't answered yet.
Yeah, he's not going.
No. He's disgruntled. No. He's not going. And?
I don't think he'll go.
You found out the news on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he actually rejected the Redskins' offer. So
do you know what the offer was?
I haven't seen it.
I read a story. It didn't say the offer, but it said it was below the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL's pay. Do you know that?
So why
would
you just reject it and take the franchise tag for 1 year?
Do you not agree, though, that he is at least in the top 15?
Kirk Cousins?
He's around there at least. I don't think he's in the bottom 15. I don't know.
I'd say 15 it would be
right around where he is.
I'd say 15 would be the max.
But
off the top of my head.
But all these new contracts coming out.
He might be 17 or 18.
Look at some of these
I know.
Schmuck quarterbacks
if
making
you don't
20
have a quarterback,
million. Look
you
at
got
Brock
nothing.
Osweiler.
Yes, that's
I
insane.
I mean, come on, pay him at least that.
British Open coming up this weekend?
British Open this weekend.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
You sure you're not going to be in a golf outing or anything?
My golf at 5:45. We'll be done by then.
It's the Outdoor Show, Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Talk to you tomorrow.